Today's daf in Masechet Megillah, on this wonderful day of Yud Tzvi's Bar Mitzvah, is daf Chof Hei. And we're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah on daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis at the Mamish last word. So we've been talking about various inyanim that have to do with Kriyas HaTorah, number of aliyahs, and the questions of what it is that is proper attire, and what type of things are nogea bechlal, maybe the attire of any of issues that are going to be nogea the tzibur. So we got into the question of kavod hatzibur. This would have to do with also the kmumin in the kayanim, ristakus on the kayanim, question of how a child should be dressed. Now we'd like to know issues that might have to do with kavod hatzibur as well, surprisingly, and the kavod in general in the actual kriyas hatera, which is interesting. How could that be? So it's nogea both kriyas hatera and the tachanunim, or the actual nature of the tefillah. So says the Halakha Mishnah, ha'omer yevarachucha tovim, harezu derech haminut. Somebody who is talking, people like to say all types of interesting tefillahs, and so this guy's coming up with this tefillah. May all of the good people be mevorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a Christian kind of idea. Because this idea that the only people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has makom for is people who have been zocher to his grace and have accepted his truth and so on and so forth, as you know, have been born again, whatever it is that's required. Those are the people that are involved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, but nobody else can be mevorech. Note how much this has to do with the question we spoke about earlier when we were talking about Rav Moshe's tshuva, about adding people who are kofrim or mechal Shabbos to the minyan, which he spoke about in terms of the pasuk, ad batai le'edah ha'ra'ah hazot, in which case the edah ha'ra'ah has something very special to contribute for some reason. So here too, this guy is claiming in his tefillah, you know, that those who have accepted the Lord shall bless the Lord. That's a bunch of bull. And that's derech minut, because he's showing that he's not including the posh'im, and therefore It's absolutely unacceptable. And the same way that we were choshish that Shema Nizirko Biminus, we had on the issues yesterday of the way in which he puts his tefillin on, and here, there's also a concept of derech minut. There's a way in which people act that they've already absorbed. It's not that they chas v'chalila will actually, if you ask them what they believe and so on, they're ready to believe what every chazal says. But they've accepted the standards of Christianity. That is a much more pernicious kind of issue, where people really think that they're doing absolutely the right thing, and they've absorbed it all from completely alien and antithetical to Yisrael sources. And that's what the Mishnah is trying to bring out. Then there's all types of emotional nonsense that people will put in their words, which, again, is not acceptable in a setting in which they're talking in front of a tzibur about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody says, Alkan tzipor yagiu rachamecha. So in the same way that, you know, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so merachim, even on a bird's nest, and you wanted to make sure that the bird doesn't suffer, and the mother shouldn't see that we take away the eggs of the child, so be merachim on us also. What is that? That is not acceptable. Al tov yizacher shemecha. We will mention you on all of the good things in life. The Gemara is going to go through each one of these. And he says, modim, modim, modim anu lefanecha. Also, outrageous. Mishat kinoto. That guy has to be shut up. I mean, so these cases are cases where you absolutely have to shut the person up. The Gemara is going to explain all of these things. Somebody who tries to use more metaphorical language when it comes to issues that make him uncomfortable, sexual issues, we shut him up. HaOmer Mizarachalo Titen Lamolach, Lahavir Lamolach. He says that, he translates that as Lotiten La Abraba Armayuta. Do not give your children to be passed through the Moloch. He says, do not give your children to impregnate the Moloch, meaning the Amim that are worship of an Azara. So what he's saying basically is, don't let your child marry a Shiksa. Mishatkinoto benizifa, that we not only shut him up, but we make him look stupid. How do you talk like that? How do you change the meaning of a pasuk that has halachic implications? Now you're going to start saying it means something other than what it means. Also, there's other issues over here, sometimes that it means that it may come to limit the iser only to those nations that are mavir lamolach and not in general. There's a lot of discussions about why particularly this lavir lamolach, but the pash, this is how Rashi learns that this is a description of what the guy is saying that is connected to pasuk. So Bishlama Modim Modim. I understand why we have to shut a guy up who repeats Modim. Because it's Mirzik Ishte Rishuyot. Who's he talking to? How many gods are there that he has to thank separately? You know, so Modim God 1, Modim God 2. I mean, what? You said Modim, thank you. Al Tov Yizacher Shemecha. That's also, it's Mashma, only Al Tov and Al Ra Lo, that we do not bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the most awful things. And that's not true. Vitznan, as we know, this is something that we learned in Brochus, that Chayav Adam Levarech, a person has to actually be Mevorech with the same kind of commitment and involvement in a Brocha. He has to be Mevorech Al Hara, Kashem Shemavorech Al Atov. And that's so wrong to say such a thing. My Shver Zatzal, when they were Modiyahim, that a grandchild had died. So he ran to the closet, put on his rock and his fancy hat, and then he made the Diana Emes. Because the way that you have to say a bracha is with the same type of simcha as if it was a tova meitiv, with the understanding that everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does is l'teva. So that I understand, but what's this business of Akansipor Yagiu Rachamech? I mean, that sounds pretty good. And so he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look how much you care about even the simplest life forms, even about a bird, Koshiken. Imagine how much you care about us, and you should be Merachim on us. So what is wrong with that? Plika Batrei Amoroi B'marava. So there were two Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael that argued about what the basis of this is. Rabbi Yossi bar Ovin and Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. So one says, Mipnei shematil kinah b'maaseh bereshit. This goes back to the beginning of the Seuda, you will recall. Imkena tamatil kinah b'seuda. So over here, in singling out the Kan Sipar as opposed to other life forms, so you are basically saying that there's a difference in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his Briyas. And in the same way as Rashi brings in the whole story of Ma'aseh Bereishis in the Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu, that there was an uneven number of Inyanim that were Elyonim or Tachtonim, until Briyas HaAdam came to make it the same. Yes, of course, Kina Kain, that's fundamental, sure. So relationship of Kain to Kina to Kain, that's the Mordechai Alakinim, that's the whole point in the over here of the interrelationship with Kina throughout the Megillah. And it's the Bekina, the Ashit at Mishtehem, and so on. That's the very Ra'ah that is going to destroy them. But anyway, so getting back into this. So he is saying, the problem is you cannot single out a particular anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if it represents more of a care. Whereas the other one said, that's not why. It's b'nei she'oseh midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'inan ela gzeirot. He's making the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing his midas and his anhaga as if they have to do with rachamim, with kindness. And in reality, they're pure gezeiros. So now this is the subject of a tremendous amount of writings and pulmos, as you can imagine. And it also is the mocker of an extremely complex, we actually dealt with this. I wrote you this year, when we were doing the Parshas, I wrote you a long PDF about this issue, about the analyzing the Ramban and the Rambam's machlokas about this. So as you know, there's this famous, what people feel, and when I say feel, I mean feel. These are people that always ask things from how they feel about things and not make sense. So people feel that there's a profound contradiction in the Rambam between the Meir Nevuchim and between the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. Because, I mean, in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam brings, Misha Amar Betachanunim, Mishri Chamal Kan Sipor Shelo Lakacha Imal Abanim, O Shelo Lishchot, O Tove Et Bino, Biyom Echad, Yirachem Aleinu, V'kayotzei Binyan Zeh, Mishatkinoto, Mipnei Shemitzvot Elu Gzerat HaKatuvein, Ve'einan Rachamim, שאילו היו מפני רחמים, לא היה מתיר לנו שחיטה כל עיקר. How can you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, shech the animal, you know, just do it nicely. That doesn't sound very rachamim oriented to me. So, okay, so obviously, this is not about, so the Rambam is actually justifying why it's not rachamim. And it's ridiculous to say that it's rachamim. So now we know that the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says the what appears to be very much of a problem, because what he says over there is that I'm telling you, tam shiluach hakein v'tam oto ve'et bino lo tishchatu is kedele yizaher shelo. A person should not be shechet aben b'nei ha'em, ki yesh lebehemot da'aga gedola b'zeh. Animals have very profound emotional connections in this issue. And there's absolutely, this is an amazing Rambam, right? There's absolutely no difference between the emotional response of an animal and a human. These are instinctive issues. They have nothing to do with das. And in the same way that you feel instinctively this pain, an animal feels instinctively this pain, because after all, ein hefresh ben da'agat ha'adam le'da'agat ha'behemot al b'neihem, ki ahavat ha'em v'chanuta livnei bitna einena nimshach achar ha'seichel achar ha'dibur. It is simply instinctive. It's bipulot koach ha'machshava. Listen how he puts this. Koach ha'machshava mitzua b'behemot kasher mitzuya ba'adam. We're talking about the level of brain awareness, which is the same in humans as in animals. You're talking about, okay, maybe there's less of awareness in terms of its power, but something that has to do with emotions. And therefore, you have to be very careful. V'al tashiv alai. Here the Rambam says, don't ask me from that Gemara that we just had from the Mishnah, where it says over there that Ha'omer al kan sipori yagiu rachamecha, and so on and so forth. Nah, that's no kasha, because that's only true according to one of the svaras that I spoke to you before. These are crazy people. They believe that there's no svaras in the Torah, and that it's all gezeiros, and it's not meant to make any sense. We don't buy into that. He holds zesfarat misha yireh ki ein tam lemitzvot. It's just pure chefetz haboreh. Va'anachnu machzikim besfarah hashniya sheyeh b'chol ha-mitzvot tam. Wow. You can't get a bigger contradiction than that, right? Here he says in Mishneh Torah, the total opposite halacha. This is the classic YU thing. You know, there's two Rambams. There's the halachic Rambam, and then there's the real Rambam, what he really believes, what he writes in Mishneh Torah. You know, and then he has to present himself as a halachic man. So he gives you the halachic Rambam. I'm saying awful things. Anyway, so this definitely seems like wild stuff, right? And what's worse is that the Ramban points out that there is such an obvious answer to all of this, that you're shocked at saying, like, what in the world was the Rambam talking about? He says, I don't get it. Why was he even concerned? Why was he saying that Alkan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecha should be a problem to him? I mean, after all, it's simply two different issues. One has to do with whether the time of the mitzvah is coming out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emotions, so to speak. And that's ridiculous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have emotions. But the question of whether the mitzvah has meant to have an emotional impact on us, that's a completely different issue. So to say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to teach us that we have to learn to respect the emotions of animals and Barry's cat and all of this, these are things that actually are all the time in mitzvahs. We always have mitzvahs that are there to teach us the correct way. And it says this, says the Ramban, it's so many midrashim, you know, v'chimaych patlei la'kadosh baruch, we think it makes a difference to HaKadosh Baruch if you're shecht in the neck or you're shecht in his rear end. It's all the same to him. It's all given only litzaref et habriot, and it's just there in terms of its impact on humans. I don't even understand what's bothering the Ramban. Lo nitnu Torah, so all that it's for is to make an impact on us. Now, gentlemen, you'll ask, okay, so why doesn't the Rambam believe that? Not only does the Rambam believe it, he paskins it in Hilchos Tmura. It's exactly what he says. And he says over there, Kol elu hadivarim kedei lakof et yitzro v'latakein deotav. V'rov dinei haTorah einan ela etzot mirachok. Migdol haitza l'takein hadeot v'liyasher kol ha'masim. V'kenu katuv, katavti lach shelishim b'moetzot v'dat l'odiach ha'koshet imrei emet. And so on. So I understand. So that's exactly what the Rambam says. So he holds that when we're giving all of these, he says, if you don't have a reason, don't look for a reason, assign it a sensible explanation. Fine. So you make up the explanation, because if you made up the explanation, then obviously that is an impact on you. And that's the part of the mitzvah. So you have to learn out of the mitzvah, so give it the explanation that you learned from it. Exactly what the Rabban says. So, like, now he's contradicting himself from both inyanim. How do you explain this? I don't get it, he says. This is somebody who believes that there's no time to the mitzvah satira. Could have simply said what the Ramban said. So, gentlemen, this is such an incredible thing. What the Rambam is saying is that to give you a mitzvah, like he's talking about over there in Temura, for instance, that's where he's made that statement. So the inyan over there in Temura, as he explains, is that the Torah recognizes that people always seek to control things. And that even if he made a donation to Hegdesh, he wants to control the donation. And therefore, it doesn't matter what, control it for the better, control it for the worse, but to let go, he's not ready to let go. People are never ready to let go. So if they're going to give you something, they're going to keep strings. That's it. And you have to learn to let go. And therefore, it's there in order to be Metzarev as Habrios, let go. Now, you understand the difference between giving a tam like that to the din of Temura and giving a tam like that to the din of Shiluach HaKein. Where over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, yes, it's a message to you. Agreed, says the Rambam. Very nice. It's a message to you. But what's the message to you? The message to you is, look, guys, personally, I don't give a damn, but I'd like you to pretend that it makes a difference. So you go ahead and you act out this difference. That's horrible. That's cynical. That's ridiculous. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell us something that doesn't really have meaning, but we'll make it as if it's meaningful because that way we'll learn something from it. So Rambam, chas v'chalila. What does that mean? That the world is an act? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you mitzvahs that he doesn't believe in? and that they're acting out things that are meant to be telling you something about your emotions, and they're really not true? That's absurd. Of course that's not the point. That's not Litzarifus HaBrios. That's to fake out the Brios. The mitzvahs are not given to fake out the Brios. You see the sensitivity. It's just astounding. So therefore, over here, what we have to say is that, yes, it's absolutely true. Because what the Torah is coming to deal with is the fact that you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about the world. And in learning to recognize the care for animal emotions, you have a different relationship to the world. That's the point. Now, if, however, somebody comes along and says in tefillah that atah chasta kan tzipor. So first of all, yes, it's certainly kina b'maisa bereishis, because you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about everything or he cares about nothing. What kind of craziness is this? He likes pretty birds? I mean, one thing, you know, the birds are prettier, so I care about them, but I guess you don't really mind if we take a vulture. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? So of course that is obvious. But even in terms of, if you look carefully at the Rambam, it's wonderful. So in the story of the Mishnah where it says, O semidos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu rachamim ve'enam ela gizeres. Says the Rambam, that's ridiculous. What do you mean, enam ela gizeres? They're not enam ela gizeres. They are expressions of the relationship to creation. And therefore they are meant to make sense to you because they're embedded in creation. So don't be, that I disagree with completely. As far as the, look carefully at his language. Mi shamar mi shirichema kan tzipor shelo likachem al habanim, yirachem aleinu, mishatkinoto, mipnei, listen carefully, mipnei, shemitzvot elu gizeirat hakatuvhen, ve'enam rachamim, she'ilu hayu mipnei rachamim, lo haya matir lanu shechita kol ikar. These two mitzvahs of Shiluach HaKein and Eim al Abanim, it's absurd to say that we're supposed to learn from here the issue of Rachamim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merach. This is not about Rachamim, because if it was Rachamim, why would he give Bnei Adam the right to kill? Look what we're doing because of this horrible thing. Raising animals like they're objects, and they're horrifying the way we kill hundreds of thousands of these animals and raise these poor chickens like they're not even alive. I mean, it's awful. So don't talk to me about rachamim. There ain't no rachamim. That's the point. So to say that is this particular reason that we do is in order to express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim on the olam. It's a gzeros hakosuv, not gzeros. It's a play on words. This is a gzerat hakatuv, that we should isolate one particular thing to make it clear that there is an emotional context that needs to be taken into consideration, which, by the way, would in fact have important implications for the way that we do raise meat and the way that we do actually go ahead and violate all of the aspects of the emotional context and what it's meant to be and how we relate to these things. But it's not fundamentally an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim on that meaner at all. So therefore, to talk about a mitzvah as if we can use it to be ma'ora rachamim is ridiculous. You don't have a right to take a gzeres hakosuv and make it into rachamim. That's the point. And I'll explain to you because it can't be rachamim. Beautiful. You see how much more relevant the actual mitzvah is because of this. How much contemporary and immediate relevancy it has to understand the mitzvah the way the Rambam is giving it. And it's just unbelievable. But it explains why I would never say what the Rambam is saying. That makes no sense at all. Okay, sorry. I just couldn't resist because it's such a fundamental issue. Okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. Okay, well, we'll have to talk about it afterwards. Ahuda nochitz kamei de rabba. There was a guy that goes and he's davening, and he was yored lifnei hateva, and he's mispalel atach hastal kan tzipor atach chus for achem aleinu, and so on and so forth. Omar Rabba, wow, this guy is brilliant. Kama Yodai Haimi Rabbanal Ritzil Amare, look how he's able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Moira Rachamim. Says it by, but I thought we were supposed to shut the guy up. True. Rabba was waiting to see whether he could fool Abaya into agreeing. So he was actually lechiduri laAbaya udabar. He wanted Abaya to get sharp. Don't go along with this nonsense, okay? Hahudinachis kamed Rebbe Chanina. Another guy went down to be a shliach tzibur, and he says, "Hayel agadol agibor vanora hadir vachazak vehaamitz." Anyway, so he says to him, okay, are you finished? You've now said everything there is to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's really great. An excellent job. Idiot! Hashtahanu tolate, ilav dekatvinu Moshe b'arayit avotu knesses hagadolo v'takninu. If Moshe Rabbeinu had not written Ha'el, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora in the actual Torah, where in the world would we have the chutzpah to say such a thing? And if it wouldn't have been that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is referring to Ezra, where he says, "Ata Eloheinu Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora Shomer HaBrit V'Chesed," and in his tefillah. So he also utilizes these words of Moshe Rabbeinu, is koveya them in tefillah, which is what we've been talking about, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We would never ever say even those three things. And you've got so much to say. Really brilliant. Atamrit Kulei Hai. Marshal Adam Shayolo Elef Alfe Alofim Din Rezov, and people say, wow, this guy's, he's got a lot of silver in his house. I mean, it's disgusting. Look, Nayolo, this is what you say about someone. So because of that, it's like a bizoyan what you're doing. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Hako Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mirat Shamayim. This is another thing that is similar to the way that a person relates to something based on where he's coming from. So, Omer Rebbe Chanina, HaKol B'Dei Shamayim Chutz Mirat Shamayim. Yeah, just watch out, Moshe Forman, not to get too chadude. I knew you would like that one, and I was a little bit worried about saying it. So, HaKol B'Dei Shamayim Chutz Mirat Shamayim. Where do we see that? Shenemar V'Ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. What is God asking of you? What does God have to ask of us? He could take care of the world himself, I imagine, without us pretty well, no? So what is he asking from you? Ki im lir'ah, all he wants from you is to be kena yirat shamayim. Okay, but what do you mean, ma? Does that mean like, and that's not a lot? So you're telling me, well, what's he asking you? Just for yira? Michlal diira milta zutrati? I mean, this is not a small issue that you're telling me about yira, and you're calling it, he's not asking you for very much. So what would that mean, Bichlal? How could that be? Says the Gemara, well, yes, it is. Because l'gabe Moshe Rabbeinu milta zutrati. For Moshe, it's a very small thing. Now, here's the same thing that we just quoted in terms of Gavi Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying that it's the relative aspect of it, excuse me, is Nogea, this Maisa as well. Because what we're saying is that, yes, actually, Legabe Moshe, in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu, it is a Milsa Zutrati. Because mashal, it would be like a mashal of an adam shemavakshim emenu klei gadol v'yeshlo. So a person who has something needs a favor, and he's asking, he needs to borrow the guy's Porsche. He's going out on a date, you know. So he asks, "Look, could you do me a favor? Could I borrow your Porsche?" So if this guy basically has got like a stable of all of the best cars in the world, I mean, yeah, sure, why not? Domer alav kekli katan. But if you ask him, can you lend me a can opener? And this guy's an uni and he's got nothing. So domer alav kekli gadol? So then to him, it's like something very beautiful. It's a beautiful, I think the Rebbe will like this. There's a beautiful vort from the Kotzker Rebbe on this Gemara. And so the idea of Akol B'Dei Shamayim, Chutz Mirat Shamayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide anything that you ask him to give you. You don't know. It's HaKol Bidei Shamayim. But Chutz Miyirat Shamayim. If you ask him for Yirat Shamayim, he's got no choice. He gives that to you right away. So you don't have to worry about that for sure. If you're Mevakesh, you will definitely get the Yirat Shamayim. So, okay, beautiful pshat. Then what we're talking about over here, in terms of this mashal, it's a very strange mashal. So there's a beautiful pshat about this mashal. I mean, kli katan, kli gadol, what does it have to do with it? How does that relate back to the previous Gemara and so on? So the point is like this. Suppose if you are a person that recognizes what yira is, says the Me'ah Shilach, so it's the most fundamental thing that everything else is based on. So you can't even begin living without Yirat Shamayim. So basically that's the equivalent of a piece of bread, just enough to be able to survive on. So if you've got this Ani, who doesn't have anything, right? So he doesn't even have pas lechem, is the way we refer to it. Ein lo afilu pat lechem, is the way we would say it in Hebrew. What would we say about the usher? Oh, the usher, he has lots of pat lechem. Are you crazy? Pat lechem? He doesn't even think about pat lechem. We have to say something to him that is meaningful. That's the point over here. That's what yira is like. A person who doesn't have yira, it's like a starving ani. He doesn't even have a piece of bread. So he's going to come and ask for a piece of bread. So he's going to go to Musk and he's going to ask him, can I please have just a little piece of bread or a dime for a cup of coffee or so on and so forth. I'm like, it's not even, you're not even asking for anything. That's the point. You can ask for a kli gadol. To you, it may be very gadol. I didn't even realize that you're asking for a favor. That's the relationship here to the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing as saying, wow, look how rich he is. He's got all that bread. Omer Rebbe Zera. Omer Shema Shema. Komer Modim Modim. And if you say the word Shema twice, it's the same thing. It's like you're talking to two gods. So there's one Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's another Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, wait. I mean, that's different. Because it says in the Braita that if you say Kriyat Shema and you say it again, so it says that's disgusting. Hareze Meguneh. Doesn't say we shut him up. Meguneh Udahavi. But this is a special thing that will actually shut the guy down. Shtuke lo mishatkinan lei. That I can easily answer to you, because the Braita is talking about where it's Meguneh, where he's saying each word he's saying separately. So he's basically reading Kriyat Shema the way the Briskers read Kriyat Shema, right? You know, Shema, 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 Yisrael, 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 whatever, okay. So I was so shocked when I heard that the first time. I thought people were insane. But I mean, we have every suffix about how we're supposed to pronounce it. Okay, so that is just Meguneh. Masha Enken, if he's saying psuka, psuka, vitani, then you have to shut him up, because then it's as if he really believes that there are two gods. That's Rashi's approach. Okay, in Brochus, but it's not over here, but in Brochus we found Rishonim that say the opposite. Omer le Rav Papa le Rava, but wait a minute, there's another issue over here. When a guy says Shema Shema, it's not like Modim Modim, because remember, you have to be Mechaven your Das in Shema, and if you don't have Kavana, so you're not going to be Yotze. So maybe the guy did not have proper Kavana the first time, so he has to say it again. Maybe his mind wandered, you know? So Dilma Mikor, lo kivein da'ate, vahashta kivein da'ate. Omer le, oh, really? Very nice. So I guess he's like Chavrusa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, oh, sorry, I wasn't really concentrating. Let me say that again. I mean, that is absolutely disgusting. If he can't be mechaving his das when he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring a sledgehammer, smash in his brains, and that'll take care of his second mentioning of Shema. Thank you. So we beat him up with our Zafta de Nafcha, the mechaving daite. Of course, he won't have much of a chance to be mechaven his das anymore, but maybe next time around, as you know. Anyway, so the idea of a year is, oh, I'm sorry. It's worse than that. It's like you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, I was just sort of, my mind was wandering when I was talking to you and saying you were Echad and everything. You know, let me try that again. It's awful. So, of course, you can't do that. All right. So, what Lamaisa is the deal? I mean, the fact is that these kind of things happen, right? All right. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't say it aloud the second time, so then you could be Yotze by saying it, but this way, at least you're not making a thing of it. And he further says that it could be that this whole thing is only berabim when people see that you're acting this way. But I mean, if you knew that you weren't mechaven, so it's okay. I mean, Lamaisa, with Rashi's explanation about telling HaKadosh Baruch to his face, listen, I wasn't really concentrating. So I was saying, yeah, you're great, but you know, it didn't mean anything to me. That's horrible. So he has another, there's another issue that possible. First of all, I have my own approach, which is that the Eitzah is to walk four Amos and go somewhere else. So then it becomes like a new tefillah. So you could say it over there, like we often say. Others say and that, okay, if you wait long enough, so then it's like a hefsek, so then it's not considered to be that you're being kofla. Okay, whatever, but there's certainly eitzes, what to do, lamaisa. But, you know, it's certainly a lot better than getting a sledgehammer. Hamechaneba, hamechaneba arayot mishat kinoto. So what does it mean to be use euphemisms when it comes to arayot? Tana Rav Yosef, so this means, so when we're talking about, let's say, ervat avicha, ervat imecha, instead to say, kolon aviv, kolon imo, which means do not say anything bad about your father and anything bad about your mother. That would be one way of learning it. Others learn, very interesting, that the kinoi is aviv, as opposed to avicha. So in other words, if you are reading to the mitargima, so you're going to say, ervat avicha, your father. I mean, that's your father's nakedness. That's not nice to say to somebody, your father's nakedness. So therefore, he says, his father's. That would be the meaning. Even that is considered to be a kinoi. Ha'omer mizaracha lo titein lahavir lamolach. Yes, he is saying that the point is referring to a Yisrael HaBaal HaKutit, v'holid mimena ben l'avodah zarah. You gave your son over to the Moloch by having them married a Goya and then having children that are going to be worship of Avodah Zarah. Okay, we are ready for the words of our Kapitan. Let's get a rolling here. Now, we get into something that is more delicate, and that is the fact that there are a lot of things in the Torah that are unpleasant. And there are different levels of unpleasantness. They're unpleasant because there are terrible things that were done and we shouldn't be mentioned, and they're like a bizoyan to Klal Yisrael or to an individual. There are things that are unpleasant because the Torah uses very vulgar language sometimes, and we don't want to use vulgar language in public, so maybe we should use euphemism. So there's two issues over here. Three issues, I should say. One issue is, are there parshiot that we don't read in the tzibur? Now, we don't want to call it, we're going to talk in the tzibur about masturbation. Like, well, it just doesn't seem to be appropriate. I mean, what do we do with all the kids? Maybe we can read, but not translate. Because remember, we had the Targum. And then there's a question of kri v'chtiv. So that there were places where the Torah is extremely graphic, and therefore it just doesn't seem right to say words like that in public. And there we have a different kri v'chtiv because it's as if the Torah tells us, milechatchila, this is what I want you to know, this is really like, but I don't want you to say it publicly. So we have a kri and we have a chtiv. So these are the various issues that are changed, and we need to see in the Mishnah which things we will read but not be metargam, which things we won't even read, which things will be Mishana. So Maisa Ruvain, the story of Ruvain, where it seems the pashtus of the pasuk is that he went and slept with Bilhah, chas v'chalila, so that we read it, it's part of the parsha, but we don't let the metargam be metargam it. The Maisa of Tamar, however, is Nikra umetargam, which you would have thought is the Gemara is going to explain. I mean, doesn't put Yehuda in a very good light about his going over to a whore on the street. We'll see why we do read it, and we do metargam it. The Maisa Egel HaRishon is Nikra umetargam. The Maisa Egel HaSheni is Nikra velo metargam. Now, what this is referring to is actually a bit of a problem here between the Yerushalmi and the way the Pasha says of the Bavli. We'll talk about it when we get to the Gemara. Birkat Kohanim, the Maisa with David and Amnon, where it mentions David in the context of the story of Amnon's relationship with his rape of Tamar. And those things are Nikra'in, but we don't translate them. We do not use the Merkava as a Haftorah, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we do. And of course, we actually do. Rabbi Eliezer says, we do not use a Maftir in the Parsha of Hodah et Yerushalayim et Toavoteha, which we do. But this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Tonarabona. There's some things.
Rebbe's preferring not to use the Bachelon
brain. No, not necessarily. Just read it the way it is, because we'll discuss it in the Gemara. So, Tana Rabbana. Yesh nikrin umetargamin, yesh nikrin velo metargamin, veyesh lo nikrin velo metargamin. Actually, there are some things that are read, some things that are not meturgam, though they're read, some things that are not even read, and certainly not translated. So let me go over them with you. So if we're talking about the things that are nikrin umetargamin, which are somehow a chiddush, the Gemara's going to ask, what's the chiddush? That would be the simen balata kan nashpa. So what is based? That's Maisa Bereishis. And we read Maisa Bereishis, and we give a targum of Maisa Bereishis. Obviously, why not? Because we don't want people to start asking questions about Maisa Bereishis, you know, what was there before there was time, and what is there after there's time, and all the issues that the kids have to ask, and it's not good for them to be thinking about those things, and they can come to Inyonim of Kvira, and like the Gemara Chagiga that we're going to have soon, we'll explain. Moshel, we'll talk about it when we get there. Okay, Malafanim, Malachar. Again, it's machlok is exactly what that is. Is it before? Is it after? Is it outside of the universe? And so on. Kamash Malam, we're not worried about that. Not everybody's a philosopher. Maisa Lot v'shtei benotav, Nikra Metargam. The story of Lot and his daughters is also read and is Meturgam. Isn't that obvious? No, because Ma'odatem Nechosh Lichvodo d'Avraham. I mean, it's talking about over here, we've got such a choshva uncle, and they're being matzilot because of Avram. So you would think, doesn't put things into very nice light, after all, for everybody talking about Lot sleeping with his daughters. Therefore, gamash malan, that on the contrary, as Rabbeinu Bachya explains, that this was a tremendous chus for Avram, this was the birth of Mashiach. And remember, there's not even an iser for a ben Noach to sleep with his daughter. There's no iser on the father-daughter relationship. So anyway, it's just people's morality. I mean, that's not considered to be kvodo shel Avram. Maaseh Tamar v'Yehuda, nikra mitargem. Why not? Well, ma'odatei melechosh lechvodo d'Yehuda. You don't want to put Yehuda in a bad light. Kamash malan, on the contrary. This is showing us how choshev Yehuda is. Shvachehu, because he was moda and he did teshuvah and so on. And that is a tremendous maisa of a maila. Maase Egel Arishon Nikra Umetargim. So that's the actual story of the Egel Hazav. That's what we call the Egel Arishon. We'll see what the meaning is of the Egel Hasheni. Isn't that obvious? No. Because Ma'ala Tema Lechesh Lechodesh Yisrael. I mean, look what the Goyim have done with this. Half of the Quran is about this story. Kamash Malan, Kol Shekein, the Nechalu, Adarabba. We're happy. The Avilu Kapora, because this way it's a Kapora for us. Or it's a limud. Some say, I don't like that pshat, but it's more like the recent Bali Mutzer that teaches people that they can do tshuva even for the worst things. The pashtus is we should have a kapara because of the embarrassment. And every time that a person remembers the tsar of his chait, it's a kapara. The klolos and brochas of the Torah are nikrin umetargimin. Isn't that obvious? Well, now Rashi reverses the following two times, and we'll follow the Gemara that the way it is. If the tzibur hears all of these curses, so then like it says over there, mamish in Rashi, that atem nitzavim ayom, that after hearing these 98 curses, everybody would say, oh, forget it, we're never going to be able to survive. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell them, look, atem nitzavim ayom, you did plenty of bad things, you're still surviving. So apparently there is a point at feeling you just give up, you know, it's not worth it. No matter what we do, we're screwed, so we might as well enjoy ourselves. Kamash Malan, we're not worried about that. And what about Azharot V'Onashin? Nikrinu B'Targim? Well, obviously. No, because Ma Datei Manechesh, this is amazing Gemara. Ma Datei Manechesh Dima Oti L'Mevad Miyira. If people get scared into doing the mitzvahs because they want, and remember, the mitzvahs, Yira, according to Rambam, includes the brachas. If somebody does the mitzvahs of the Torah because he wants to be zeichet olam haba, he's considered to be oved miyira, and it's terrible. A person should never say he's going to do such a thing. That's the proper way to understand the sugya. And that, therefore, if you concentrate on brachas v'klolas, so then it's a terrible way to tell people to do avedas Hashem. Kamash Malan, that there's a deep down rotzen to be mekabel the mitzvahs, and ultimately it's going to end up okay. Maisa Amnon v'Tomer is nikru metargem, and the Maisa of Avshalom nikru metargem. Question about that? Pshita, says the Gemara. This is talking about that he slept with his father's pilakshe. So ma'ad tema lechosh liyikre to David, kamash malan. You might think that it's not. I mean, this is such a bizarre for David. Both of these maisim, kamash malan. We don't have to be concerned about it. Maisa pelegish begiva is nikru metargim. Pshita, no ma'ad tema lechosh lichvado de Binyamin. Kamash malan. No, we don't have to worry about that either. Oda Yerushalayim etel avotea nikru metargim. Pshita, why not? Because Rabbi Eliezer held not. Netanya, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, once a certain guy was reading in the Haftorah, and in those days they didn't have the kviyas of that Torah, see, many different minhagim, still many different minhagim today. So he chose for the Haftorah, Hoda et Yerushalayim et Toavoteha. So Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, before you look into all of the abominations of Yerushalayim, maybe you should look around at the way your mother has been screwing around, because that's more abominable. So they went and checked the guy out, and sure enough, he wasn't exactly from the best yichus. So Botko Acharav Umatz Ubo Shemetz Psul. They found in him an actual Shemetz Psul. Okay. So it's an interesting pshat in the Rishonim. How could Rebbe Eliezer say something about a guy like that? He says, because goof of the fact that he had the chutzpah not even to discuss whether it's appropriate, and Rebbe Eliezer had made it clear he doesn't think it's appropriate. So he considered that to be Azus Panim. And a simon that someone is a mamzer is that he has Azus Panim. says, okay, if this is what you want to do, why don't you check out your own Azus Panim and figure out what's wrong with your own Yichus. Now, let's go into those things that are read, but that we will not translate. Maiser Reuven. Maiser Reuven is Nikra, but we're not Matargim. Maiser Berebi Chanina Ben Gamliel Shahalach Lichvul. And the Chazan was starting Vayhi Bishkon Yisrael and was saying it over. This was the whole Pasuk Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkavet Bilapi Legashaviv. And he said, enough. He said to the Maturgaman, stop. Al Titagim Ela Acharon. Just read that last part of the Pasuk, which is a separate parsha, which is Vayu Bnei Yisrael Shlemis. That you should say, nothing else. Vishipchu Chachomim, they said Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was absolutely correct. The Maisa Egel HaSheni is Nikra V'lo Metagim. So what is the Maisa Egel HaSheni? So here we have the difference between the Rishami and the Bavli. In the Bavli, it's Min Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. So Vayomer Moshe is what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron. Ma salacha amazeh, what did they do to you that you did such a horrible thing? And Aaron gives his answer that I told them, and then that I thought I could delay them, and they brought the gold, and I threw the gold in. Viyatsa egel azeh, I didn't make it, it just came out on its own, which is actually what happened. But I mean, when people hear that, so it actually appeared out of nowhere. So it must have some very powerful divinity. So because of that, we don't want it to be mentioned. But in the Yerushalmi, it says that it is okay. It's the only thing that is important not to say, not we're worried about what he answered, but that he shouldn't say Why? Because it's one thing to say something terrible about a yachid b'yachidus, and it's something to say something terrible about the whole tzibur in a tzibur. But to single out the yachid and to say it in the tzibur, it's all Aaron's fault, that's just too much. So we're not going to do something like that. So that's like a completely different take on the whole issue. Anyway, so that is the way that we understand it here, that it's like the Braita. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Amar Lo Olam Yehi Adam Zahir B'Tshuvata. Be very careful how you explain yourself. Because Mitoch Teshuvah She'eshivo Aharon LaMoshe Pakru Ha'Ma'ararim. You know, there were a lot of people that were trying to say, well, you know, there's a really good reason to worship the eagle. Shenema vashlichu be'esh v'yatsa eagle azeh. The eagle just came and it appeared. Birkat ko'anim, we're not metargim. What? Why not? My time, huh? Because it says, yisa Hashem panav elecha. And remember that people think stupidly that that's one of the things that they had to change. Remember in the Targum that we had earlier in the Masechet, that means that God actually shows favoritism, which is not what it means, as Tosis points out over there. Maisa David v'amnon. So that is lo nikrin v'lo metargimin. Now that actually is the Maisa we're talking about over here, where it mentions Ben David. So, Va'amrit Maisa Amnon v'Tamar is Nikro Mitargim. No kasha. Hadichtiv Amnon Ben David, v'hadichtiv Amnon Stoma. Tana Rabbanu Kala Mikraot HaKtuvim b'Torah L'Gnai. There's another issue, and that is the Kri Uktiv about filthy language in the Torah. So therefore, we have in each one of these vulgarisms, we have a kri that we're supposed to utilize instead. This doesn't mean that we're being metakin aloshen chas v'shalom, as the Mefarshim explained. It means that there are two levels that are given over as part of the Mesera. So it's amazing how many of the sugyas refer back to the beginning of the Mesera. So, for instance, the lashon of Yishgalena. What does Yishgalena mean? What's this Yishgalena that someone, Yishgalena was a shegal. Hashegal Litzevet Leyamino at the beginning. And we said that was like a very filthy sexual innuendo because it basically means sleeping with a dog. So we're going to use that. So we changed it to Yishkavenu. So Isha Teares in the Terchacha, the Ish Acher Yishgalena. So we say Ish Acher Yishkavenu will sleep with her. Sleep with her is not necessarily sexual. We talk about Ba'apolim. In your dark places up your rear end. That's not very nice. So we change that to batechorim. We change that to something that is, piles. You'll have piles. Chirionim. Now, chirionim is mamish, absolutely filthy. Where it talks about vayi rav gado b'shomron, and then comes along, it was a terrible, in the siege, and it says over there that the Rosh Chamor was Bishmonim Kesef, Verova Kav Chirionim. Now, Chirionim, it's even worse than saying crap with its more powerful vulgar connotations. Chirionim is based on your asshole. Chirion is from Chor. So it's like very, very graphic. So we want to change that word Chirionim to be something that is less, we'll just call it defecation. And instead of saying over there that you will drink your that which flows out of you, so we change it lishtot et meimei shineim, whereas actually the reference over there is to all of the filthy liquidy stuff that's coming out of your asshole is the meaning of the pusik, literally, and that's mamish, too disgusting to say. So we say lishtot et meimeirei laglehem, which doesn't mean your urine, but meimeishineihem, which doesn't mean your urine. It means what's coming out of your rear end. But we change it to your urine as meimei raglehem, because raglehem just means between your legs. It doesn't necessarily have to mean urine. Or when it talks about lemochraot. So lemochraot is the same idea. That's talking about that when they took down the Baal, so they made it into mochraot, which is a bathroom. But it's a very graphical bathroom because it's a reference, again, for your holes. Nice place to put your hole over. I mean, that's disgusting. So we changed it into the motzaot. So it's a place for defecation. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, no. Read it exactly like that. Because we're talking about Avodas Kochavim. We're talking about the Baal. Just say it like it is with the Baal. Omer of Nachman. Now here is the beautiful connection to the whole story of the way that the Megillah is essentially fantasy and late Sanusa. I mean, all the, and starts off that way with Ketov Levam Melach B'Yayin, right? So here we have utilize that late Sanuta for Avodas Kochavim. Any type of late Sanuta and cynicism and mockery and ugly language, all of that is usur, unless it refers to Avodas Kochavim. Because we see that that's mutter from the way that the Navi talks about it. So Yeshayahu writes, Kara Bel, Koreis Nevo, here is Baal squatting over his toilet. There is Nevo, who's splashing his diarrhea all over the place. All of this bathroom humor is exactly the inyan of Avodas Kochavim, which is basically bathroom humor. It's what it is that human beings think up with their inability to make distinctions in their mind. And whatever it is that they come up with, which includes a lot of crap, needs to be defecated, needs to be removed from the world and go into the toilet system of the world, so to speak. So it's exactly the issue that we want to give over. So therefore, we're talking about Karsu, Karu, Yachtav, there they were sitting in the toilet together. Lo yachlu malet masa. They couldn't dump their load. It's like, what a crazy way to talk. Says Rabbi Yana, no, take a look here, it's even more. Eglot beit aven yaguru shechan shomron, because of the eglot, meaning the Glot HaZahav, so the people in Shomron will be shaken, ki aval alav amo, because they're mourning over it. It's unable to get rid of its garbage. K'marav alav yagilu, and the priests are going to have a big holiday when they finally are able to splash out their diarrhea. Al kvodo ki galami menotikra kvodo la kvedo. It's load, which is also a way, even in English, that we refer vulgarly to bathroom. Amr Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmeid Rav Acha b'reid Ravika. Look, it's more than that. You can even, it's mutter for a Ben Yisrael to tell an Ovid Kechavim, why don't you take that Jesus picture and stick it up your ass? Anche b'shin tov shalo. So you're actually able to utilize vulgar language. Omer Avashi, Haiman de Sanish Mu'ane, somebody who goes around and seduces married women, and it's talking about over here, but as the Chafetz Chaim says, it means that we know it and that he refuses to do teshuvah. Shari Leila Vezuye Begimel Shin, you can call him a Gimel Shin. What exactly? It must be a pretty rotten word. You don't want to say what it is, but it's not clear what this Gimel Vashin is. So Rashi says, well, from the Gaonim, the Gimel, maybe we call him Bar Girta, which is the basically saying he's a mamzer, is the son of a woman who goes around sleeping with other people, where the shin means Sarya. Then you could say even bad things about his mother. Or maybe Gimel refers to Giyufa, which means somebody who goes around adultering. Shin maybe just means a shite or shatya, is an idiotic fool. Well, okay, whatever. Haiman de Shaper Shmu Anishari Le Shabuchi. This is also not so poshut. Somebody who has a good reputation, remembers the Chofetz Chaim makes it very clear, you're not allowed really to say good things about people because that's just going to encourage people to say bad things about people. Well, yeah, he is a pretty good guy, but, and then comes the list of buts. You know. So that is, the Gemara shouldn't be taken so literally, because you have to be careful what you say. Uman de shapche, yonuchu lo berachot al rosho, somebody who knows what to say and says the right things about a good person, will be zoche to brochos al rosho, hadron alach hakore et hamegilah, omeid. Omeid, not Yoshen. Oh, man. Oh. Megillah is all about hachana. Purim is about hachana. It's being prepared. Kapitan. Now we're going to have to get back on. There he is. Okay. Whew. Hadran Allah HaKorei Et HaMegillah Omeid. Why not? B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru Rechova Shel Ir. What do we do with the level of Kedusha that we now have to use for something else? To be continued Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Okay. Listen, I guess you could be happy that we're getting to the end of Megillah. I'm sad, but it's like, really, it's just so many in Yonim. So I am overly tempted. It's not fair to put me into a Megillah. So, anyway, Bezrat Hashem, I'll try to behave better. See you, everybody, tomorrow. You know, I'm going to send you also the PDF that we had from that whole discussion on the Rambam and the Ramban. If you're interested, I'll put it on the daf. We'd given it out on the Friday thing, but I'll put it out on the daf today. Anyway, see you all, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, regular time. Thank you so much. Mazel tov, one moment, please. Mazel tov la. I'm sure it's going to be a tremendous, unbelievable hanah for the Aliyas Neshama, for the grandfather, Yehuda Tzvi, the real Yehuda Tzvi in my mind. And Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoche to see from him, which we already know that we're going to see great things from him because he's already a very special kid. Bezrat Hashem, you should be zoche to have much nachas from him and his children and his grandchildren. Bezrat Hashem, you should be zoche to see it all. Okay, what was Reb Barnea telling me over here? Rabbanea wanted to drink a l'chaim with you, but I think he left. So I'll drink it. L'chaim. Wish I could share the simcha with you more, but I'm there with you. Kol tov, best to Esti.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov, mazel tov.